You with Danny Van Billy and Letitia Van Billy in the building, ready for surviving life. Oof. Lady V, how are you doing today?
I'm awesome today. Apart from last night's weather, I don't know what was happening there. If the Lord was trying to say something, if you stay tuned on today's show, you'll understand what I mean. But I'm so excited about today. It's warm, it's sunny, it's spring. Let's go.
Well, that wind was something else. We're actually just sitting and having a conversation, and the next thing you could hear, vroom. You know, I thought maybe my wife bought me a Ferrari, you know?
Yeah.
And you parked it outside, and I don't know how you switched on. Maybe with the wireless key, you know?
In another life, we hope so, definitely. Remember that you can not only tune in today to listen to the show, but you can also be in contact with us. Our WhatsApp line is 071-364-0376 if you want to join into the discussion.
So right now we want to know, what is our topic for today, Lady V?
Our topic for the day is called Reading the Times. Throughout human existence, our ability to tell the times as human beings is closely related to seasonal occurrences and signs that the earth displays at different points of the year. If humans can discern the times physically, then why do we question our God-ordained ability to tell the times spiritually? Scripture tells us that God does nothing on this earth without telling his servants and his prophets first, meaning that God is able to help us discern the times and seasons through these signs. The question today is, are we paying enough attention to the signs that God is showing us, and are we able to discern the voice of God by looking at the world around us?
Yeah, I think, isn't it quite interesting that we'll be having this conversation today after the wind last night? Guys, I think it's a sign.
I'm afraid to say it's a sign, because that wind sounded so howling. But I'm going to jump into a scripture real quick. Matthew 2:9-12. You know, a lot of the times you're like, oh, that's Old Testament, that's Old Testament. But literally when we're talking about the birth of our Savior Jesus in the New Testament, it says in verse 9, when they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And today we're going to talk about how even today in 2023, God is still talking to us according to the world around us.
Impact 103, your hope for today.
All right, going into a song, Jervis Campbell, Higher Love. It's 11:15 and you are with the Van Billies on Impact 103.
Recap. If you were tuning in last night between 6 and 6:30 p.m., you would have heard the beginning part of today's discussion. And what we're talking about today is how God is not too short to still speak to us according to the signs and wonders. And you know, we made a joke earlier that the wind last night, Danny, what is the wind last night saying? It's like, shape up, shape up. Well, we're talking about how God still talks to us in signs and wonders. Now, what's important to me, or what's, I don't know, of concern to me, I don't know about you, Danny, but I consider myself young. So I have a TikTok account and I'm active on the TikTok account. And you see what the young people are talking about. And I can see how the New Age movement has distorted our reading of the times. Mm. And what I mean by that is, we don't too much understand the difference between, for example, astronomy and astrology. Mm. So I'm going to go into it right now. Astronomy is the study of everything in the universe beyond the Earth's atmosphere. But astrology is kind of the worship of those things when we go into horoscopes and all those things. But it's like, as believers, we forgot that God created those things. God created the world. God created the stars. God created the universe, right? God does not call us to worship the signs. God calls us to consult him about the signs. Hmm. The problem is that we begin to worship these signs and we consult the signs about the signs. So there is even a science that God created about the positioning of the moon, and all of that. But what we've done is, because those things can be accurate, we worship those things. And today we're going to talk about how the source of what we believe in is more important than what we believe in. Mm. I'm going to give an example. You can go to a prayer where you feel the Holy Spirit prompting you, saying, take salt. We've had that before.
Yeah.
Like, take salt to heal the land. It's like, Holy Spirit, is this really you? And confirmation after confirmation, as you walk the land, you speak the word of God. But then you can also have other sources, other spirits. And we've said before on the show, the reason the Holy Spirit is called Holy Spirit is because there are other spirits. And those spirits speak too. So today we're saying, just because the reading of the times in terms of the weather and the moon and the stars and all of that have been distorted and they've been worshipped, it does not mean that God cannot speak to you through a thunderstorm. Right, Danny?
That's right. And it's almost like how people worship the universe and not the creator of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now it can make you think, hey, you know, something's wrong with the universe. No. The universe didn't ask you to worship it. The universe knows who God is, you know. And when we're looking at, let's say, maybe the studies of geography, everything is important. You know, when you're planting in season. How do we know what season happens when? We know exactly if the moon is positioned in a certain place, it affects the ocean. It affects the reeds in the ocean. So when we look at those things practically, we can see and understand that seasons play a role. You know, their farmers will not go and plant certain things in winter. You know, right now, you can want mangoes, however much you want. You can even go to Limpopo right now and you will not find those mangoes because it is not the season.
And we know this because I'm looking for mangoes. I can't wait for mango season. I've been asking for weeks.
She loves mangoes.
So I quickly want to read Luke 21 verses 25 to 26 to corroborate some of what we're saying. And this is speaking about the coming of the Son of Man. Verse 25 says, "And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring." Verse 26, "Men's hearts failing from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken."
Stay with us. We're going somewhere as we speak about the signs and understanding the times.
Social Club Misfits, how good. It's so good for me to hear Social Club. I've loved these guys for about 10 years now. Babe, who's Social Club to us?
Well,
10 years ago,
while we were dating, yeah?
Yeah, we bonded over Social Club in 2013 on certain drives, ministry drives to Johannesburg. So when we saw Social Club, we were like, yay, in studio. You're still with us as we talk about reading the signs and reading the seasons of the times. You know, when we read scripture and we hear that God speaks through signs and wonders, Danny, what do you think those signs and wonders are?
Well, I think it can be a lot, all right? First of all, the seasons, the stars, just like we saw with the birth of Jesus. But also the timing, you know, when a year starts, when the year ends. And for me, I believe more in the Jewish calendar. Because one thing I've noticed is whenever the year is changing, there are certain signs and wonders that always align with that calendar. Whether you believe in it or not, it just seems to be accurate.
And we're actually going to get into that properly later on in the show to talk about how even the times will align with the culture in which Jesus was in during his time. But understanding the signs of the seasons also means births and death. You spoke about the birth of Jesus. We talked about it in Luke earlier. The birth of Jesus signified the end of man's bondage to sin. Even as he was a baby, there was something that shifted spiritually that meant we could now enter into God's grace and enter into his perfect rest. Deaths also symbolize shifts and seasons. You know, when we speak about signs and wonders, and we often say this on the show, please read the Bible for yourself and ask the Holy Spirit to give you revelation. Because we have such a, how do I put this, a miracles-based charismatic movement where people are performing signs and wonders. We think that that's the only things that signs and wonders can be. But signs and wonders can mean that God speaks to us through signs and through wonders. Wonders such as births, wonders such as deaths as well. When someone passes away, it is equally a sign of signs and wonders and a sort of gatekeeping that has been moved, a sort of strong man that has been moved. So if you look around today, in your region, in your country, what is the strong man that has moved? And you know what is so sad sometimes? We went to a conference years ago where something unpopular was said, but it resonated with my soul and it stayed with me ever since then. It said sometimes even in our families, we cry for the deaths of strong men who, if we understood and could discern spiritually what the death of that person meant, it would actually mean that some of you can actually be set free.
I like how I was listening to one of the prophecies and just about seasons, and someone like Billy Graham, there was actually a word, that a prophetic word that was given, that by the time he passes on, it will be a closing of a chapter,
you see,
and a beginning of a new one. So sometimes it's even godly men and women who represent certain times and certain seasons. So we're saying this to you so that you don't go through life blindly. You know, we've had, our generation has just experienced COVID. You know, we've just experienced something so hectic. But if you were tuned in spiritually, and you were actually listening to the word God gave for that season, you would have been more prepared, because there were warnings, you know. And I'm reaching a place where I feel like sometimes as believers, we're being caught off guard because we're not ready. We're not listening to what the Lord is saying in seasons, and we're therefore being caught off guard.
Yes, the Lord talks indeed. And today we're going to discuss some of the different ways that he talks with regard to the world around us. If you have any testimonies of how God spoke to you through something completely unconventional, you can share it with us on 071-364-0376.
You're with the Vambillies, hoping you know you can indeed do all things through Christ, who gives you not just the strength, but the wisdom, you know, to really do things according to what he says and his word, regardless of what our generation is doing. And this takes me to the next aspect of signs and wonders. You know, we live in a time and age where a lot of bad things are being done in the name of God. You know, pastors are faking miracles to a point where we've had so many exposures of fakeness that sadly, a lot of people have forgotten that the Bible actually does say signs and wonders will follow those who walk with the Lord. We no longer know how to discern, is this that's happening godly, or am I seeing another fake thing? You know, it's to a point where if someone comes and they're giving you a word in season, you can be afraid to receive it.
Yeah.
You can be skeptical. You know, you can start thinking, man, what does this person want from me? Even giving, you know, because things like that have been taken advantage of, we no longer know to what level can I accept signs and wonders in my life. For me, I think it's important for us to know that if it's in scripture, you should be able to know that there is a right version of it. Though there will be a fake.
Yeah.
Though there will be the enemy trying to take advantage of us, but if it's in scripture, be open to receiving the right version of it.
And you know, scripture also said, and it said this about Jesus when Jesus left us the Holy Spirit, that because we now have the Holy Spirit, we will do what he did and more. And I think it's the "and more" parts that the enemy attacks, Because when people start doing things and it's not by God, but they're trying to make it God, their excuse is, but God said and more, right? And this is why we need the Holy Spirit so much and we need discernment so much. So earlier, I asked you to send through any testimonies of unconventional ways that God has spoken to you. I'm going to give one of mine. Years ago, when we were looking for a home, we had given up. If you're in the market for a home, I don't need to tell you what happened in my spirit, okay? I just reached that place where I was like, Lord, you know what? Maybe we don't need a house so badly. And I was driving that day, and for some reason, my car broke down. And I'm now calling Danny, and I'm like, hey, I need help. I need towing or something. Something's wrong with my car. And I feel the Holy Spirit saying, step away from your car. And I'm like, okay. So I just start walking away from my car. And then he says, look up. And I look up. And my car, and I actually have a picture of this because I'm that person. I will take a picture of my sign and my wonder and I'll put it in my diary later. I took a picture and the car had broken down under a huge home loans billboard. And the caption or the phrase for that particular business was, your home is ready for you. And I remember that sign, a literal sign, saying to me, don't give up. I have a home for you. And God being God, very soon after that, the home was actually available. This is what I'm talking about this morning. Can we still see God in the signs of the wind, in the signs of prophetic word, even in the signs of animals? We're going to talk more about this as we continue. You're on Impact 103 with the Vambilis this morning, and we just had a wonderful double play there by Ernie Smith giving us A New Day, and you were just listening to Kanye West, God Is. We're talking about being able to read the signs, and we talked a bit about astrology and astronomy and the trees and the sun and the moon, etc. But now we're about to go a little bit into numbers, even as we go into the second hour of the show. There's something very interesting about the walk that we're in Christ, is that when Christ came into this world, he was a part of a nation, he was a part of a belief system himself, the Hebrew, the Jew, and all of that. And it's important to understand those things and incorporate it into our walk with God even now. Rosh Hashanah, which is another word for the Hebrew New Year, just began this past week between Friday the 17th of September and ended on Sunday the 17th of September. And according to the Hebrew calendar, we've just entered the year 5784. Danny, what do you understand by that prophetically as a believer?
First of all, as a believer, I'm in my new year. I'm not waiting for December and January. You know, even though we observe and we know that the world we live in is decided by this Gregorian calendar, but we are also aware that spiritually and from God's perspective, man, we are in the year 5784. What I've actually done is, though I'm not going to share the details because I believe you should really take time to hear the Lord out for yourself. But there's a couple of teachings that during this time I've taken time to listen to prepare myself for this new year. And I've learned this from maybe 3 or 4 years back, where I was going through a slump, you know, and it was a bit of a rough season. And then the Lord really told me, listen, the year has changed, you know, change your expectation. Don't sit here and wait for December to start with your New Year's resolutions. Start now. And it was so amazing that just catching that spiritual wind and saying, man, I'm going to go with what I'm seeing happening in the godly calendar. It changed my positioning. And because of that, I saw results.
Yeah.
You know, so I really want to encourage everyone that as you can hear, this new season has started. Reposition yourself. Ask the Lord, Father, what do I need to expect now? And what is this new year about?
You know, when you're saying that you have, I don't know, something that happened to you that confirmed, you should probably pay attention to the fact that it's a Hebrew New Year. I've got a similar testimony as well. Last year, around August, I was praying. I was, I felt the Lord saying I needed to keep the midnight watch. So I was doing midnight to 3 a.m. for a while. And one of those mornings in August, the Lord said to me, Jubilee. And I said, what? And he led me to the scripture about Jubilee and how there was pardon of prisoners, etc., the 50-year stuff. And I thought, that's interesting that the Lord would be speaking about the new year. And I felt in my spirit that he was talking to me about the new year that's coming. It's a year of Jubilee, and going into the explanation of what that actually meant for 5783 that we just got out of. The very next day, now we know someone who is very well-versed in the Hebrew calendar and what it means. The very next day, I got a message from this person saying that we are entering 5783 and it is the year of Jubilee.
Sure.
And that was the Lord speaking to me personally. And so I'm hearing you, Danny, what you're saying is you can't push truth on people. Truth speaks for itself.
Yes.
But we have to be aware that if you keep seeing something repeatedly, God might be saying something about that thing. And in the second hour as we go in, we'll talk about how not to ignore, because sometimes what's happened to you was being told to you in signs and in wonders, and you just didn't know that you could go to the Holy Spirit and ask, hey, what does that mean? We're seeing your messages on 0713640376, and remember that in the second hour we actually go in and tackle them some more. So keep sending them.
Yeah, we want to hear from you. Do send us your WhatsApp messages. And if you also want to send us a voice note, please do send us a voice note. But it can't be half an hour long, okay? Try to keep it within a minute or so that we can hear from you. What's God saying in season? Let us stand together in prayer. A good song called High Enough. Let's go.
Josh Baldwin opening the second hour of our show with I See the Light. Today we're talking about being able to read the seasons, and it's finally time to read your messages. Bongani has a message for us.
We need that you know, announcement.
Extra, read all about it.
Does it sound right, Letitia?
Sounds great.
Extra, read all about it.
We should scream it.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Alrighty, Bongani says, what I have learned to understand how God works in signs and wonders is that it depends on one's level of intimacy and maturity and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit is only consulted when one is in need, it will be different to a person who talks to and fellowships with him regularly. When the voice of God is taken center stage in one's life, things such as unforeseen circumstances will be rarer because of the relationship with God. You will hear him when he says go or don't go, wait or do, or when he says use your discernment. And sometimes it could even be of the opposite outcome, especially when he said use your discernment. Discernment is when he is about to teach and train you to overcome certain levels in your Christian journey. Signs are really great because there is a level of assurance and comfort that comes with the signs to the mind. Thank you so much, Bongani, for that wonderful message.
And then Annalise also said, interesting topic. And as Danny said, even passing on is a sign too. I just asked the Lord, why are men and women in their 90s passing now? He said they are matriarchs and are making way for the younger generation. Isn't that just so awesome, you know, that there's always confirmation. And even as we are speaking, a lot of you have had experiences that confirm. And we have testimonies after testimonies where a season will change. Let me actually share one for this year. Beginning of this year, the Lord was very specific with us to stop doing certain things and to start doing other things. And what was interesting was there were new doors that opened for us, but they only opened after we, by faith, closed the old doors.
Yeah.
We didn't even know why we're closing the old doors. We called certain people, pulled out of certain engagements. And they were even asking us, but why are you pulling out of this? Well, it's just like we can hear the Lord saying, it's no longer that season. But just to find out that once we acted in obedience, the new doors were open. I'm saying this to speak to you that sometimes it doesn't look like it's making sense, and you're not sure why is God telling you to do what you should do. But act in obedience first, and then you'll find out. Don't say, I'll wait and see. Let me wait and see. Why is God saying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Act in faith and allow Him to do the rest.
Yes, we're about to go into Numbers, so you don't want to miss this. We did the tides, we did the stars, we did the seas, but we're about to go into the importance of numbers and how God can speak to us about numbers. While we take a little bit of a break, I want you to think about something. Think about the 7 days in which God created creation and what those numbers can possibly mean.
Tune in on the Impact 103 app.
We're still reading your messages. We've got a message. This one made us chuckle in studio. It's from Dion Foster, and he says, "Hi, guys. When I was asking God if I must become a pastor, I asked Him to please show me a sign. So I was very specific. I prayed, 'Please, God, show me a blue lion.' That whole day, I was looking out for a blue lion. About 5 weeks went past, and one day, I got onto the highway. A big truck came past me with a blue lion on, saying, 'Jesus loves you.' I immediately knew that that's the sign I'd asked for. I am now a second-year pastoral student."
Yeah, Dion, I love how specific this is. The lion had to be blue.
Listen, where do you find a blue lion except when you're talking to God? Dion, what you did there was scripture. Go to Judges 6, verse 33 to 40. Gideon asked God for a sign. He asked if God could put a fleece outside overnight, and the sign would be that if the ground were dry and the fleece were wet, then Gideon would know that God was with him, and the angel approved, and this actually happened. Now, we had a message earlier from Bongani, and Bongani said, "Your ability to accurately read the signs and times is directly correlated to the depth of your intimacy and maturity in your relationship with Christ Jesus." And this afternoon, we're asking you to go deeper with your relationship with Christ Jesus, because you can do this. You can do what Dion just did. You can do what Gideon just did. You can ask the Lord to confirm something for you through a sign and through a wonder. And yes, you can be specific.
Yes, a lot of us are afraid. We're like, you know, we've been raised in churches that tell you don't question God. Now, and we take that and make it like you can't even ask God for a question or ask Him for a sign or ask Him to confirm a way forward for you. But I want to encourage you today that it's absolutely okay to do that. We see that happen over and over again in scripture.
Well, earlier I asked you to think about numbers, and when I think of young people, I hear the words angel numbers all the time. As we talk about things biblically, we also have to renounce and denounce and correct some of the things that are happening in our culture that are non-scriptural, especially if you're a believer and you're young. Angel numbers are not of God, because we see in scripture in Romans 1 verse 25 says, "Worship the creator, not the creation." Okay, God still speaks to us in numbers, but in our society, these things, just like astronomy versus astrology, have been greatly perverted. We are not led by numbers, but we are led by the Holy Spirit to interpret what the numbers might be saying. The importance of numbers in scripture is shown too many times for me to even say it in one breath. But, for example, what does scripture say about the number one? The world was created. God started creation on the first day. So if you keep seeing 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, according to scripture, God might be doing a new thing, right? But even our biggest conspiracy theory as believers is found in Revelation 13 verse 18. "Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. We look for 666 in barcodes. We're busy looking for this thing everywhere. Yet we want to negate the importance of how God can speak to us in numbers. And we think that because people are worshiping numbers, God can't do that through numbers. Numbers are so important to God God that there's literally a book called Numbers. And it's where the Israelites are positioning themselves according to the different tribes. And the numbers were very important at that time. Numerical values and prophetic scriptures go hand in hand. You know, I learned a few years ago as I was getting deeper and maturing in my personal walk with God. If I wake up and it's like 25 minutes past five, and I'm trying to wonder, why am I up at this time? Sometimes it could be that I need to go to the fifth book of the Bible and read the 25th verse of that book. Go deeper with your relationship with God. If you keep seeing a repeated number over and over again, as a believer, ask yourself, what is God trying to tell me about this number? Go into scripture, ask for your own personal sign, and God might actually explain to you why that number keeps appearing so often.
Jason Gray with a very simple message asking us to be kind. Are you kind this morning? Even if that person just cut you off in traffic, you know what? Be kind. Just let them go. It's not worth it. You know, we are talking about numbers, and we're in the book, we were coming in from the book of Numbers. And we are saying how God can be so specific with numbers. Now, there's something that happens with me, which is normally when I'm in a time of warfare, I don't have to put on my alarm. I will wake up at 3 a.m. on the dot. And sometimes to even know if we've overcome that season, it's like it will just stop automatically. The Holy Spirit will not be prompting me to wake up at that time. But how many of us are oblivious? There was a time in my life where the Lord will wake me up at 3 a.m. and I'll go back to sleep. He'll wake me up at 3 a.m. and I'll go back to sleep, not knowing that, you know, it was supposed to be a season where I'm fighting and I'm actually in prayer.
Yeah.
So I'm saying this to say, be mindful of the numbers the Lord gives you. And this can be seen also when God uses different people. Let's take someone like Noah. Noah had to build an ark.
Yeah, we see with the building of the ark. In fact, look at the building of anything. Ezekiel chapter 40, you'll look at the rebuilding there of the temple. David and Solomon, or even Noah and the ark. God gives the cubit centimeters. Okay, he says you need to build it to this amount and this amount and this amount. If they go over or under that, it's called disobedience. That specificity that God has with us, I believe that he expects us to have that with him as well. To say, this is, you know, who I am, and this is how I want to be seen. So how do you speak to me in return? We had that example with Dion earlier, who said God must give him a sign for whether or not he must go into ministry. And we just want to encourage you today that in the same way that God speaks to us through signs, we can be encouraged to ask God for confirmation through signs as well. I have another story of signs. Years ago, I was going into interpreting in French, and I was in France for school and work, and I was talking to God in the morning about, you know, what, where should I take my degree? What should I do with this? And the Lord said, no, you should do interpretations. And at that time, I was living behind the European Parliament, and so I thought, oh, I'll do interpretations for the European Parliament. I went to work that morning, and one of my colleagues had not met her yet formally. She met me that morning, and she said, where are you from? I told her a little bit of my story, and she said to me, you know, if I didn't know you didn't grow up here, I wouldn't know you're not from here. Have you ever considered doing interpretation? And I was like, there's my sign right there. This woman was not in prayer with me this morning. So we encourage you to please be specific with God in your prayers, like he's specific with us even in numbers.
I'm going to take this a step further. When Noah was asked to take a certain amount of animals, two things can be viewed. Because God was specific, even the animals obeyed and came two by two. Now, what language would you speak to communicate to animals to come on an ark? Think about it. What would you tell the lion? Hey, Mr. Lion, don't eat me. God has just told me to take you. No. There are some things when you're doing it according to God's ordained order and God's instruction, even those things will move.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved, some of the things that we struggle with at times, it's because we've not taken time to hear how God is saying we should do it and following the instruction accordingly. So I'm encouraging you now, follow the instructions the way the Lord gave it to you. Don't change it. Don't think, hey man, maybe this sounds a bit better, this is more manageable. No, allow the Lord to do it the way he instructed you that he would. Thank you so much, Tylus, by just for your contribution to the topic. You know, it's so beautiful that when you think about it, with the former message we got from Dion Forster, you know, where he asked God for a blue lion, that we're in such a different season, and we really have to be led by the Spirit. And I really love that input. Anything else you want to say?
We have another message that came in. It's from Anonymous. We decided to read it because you never know if someone else is going through something similar. Anonymous says, I was born on a Friday, the sixth day of the week, and it happens to be the sixth of the month and the sixth month of the year. The year was the sixth year of that particular decade. What do you guys make of this? What's your take on this? Well, I would immediately say that, did you know that God has a prophetic revelation for each number in scripture as well? So you mentioned the number six. I would go immediately to Genesis 1 verses 24 to 26. This is the sixth day of creation. And this is what the scripture actually says. God said, I command the earth to give life to all kinds of tame animals, wild animals and reptiles. And that's what happened. God made every one of them. Then he looked at what he made and it was good. God said, now we will make humans and they will be like us. We will let them rule the fish, the birds, and all over living creatures. So after you see something like this on the sixth day, you then ask the Lord for revelation on what it could mean for you. So I'm going to say what it means for me right now, bearing in mind that this may not be how you are particularly led. But when I read this, I see life. Because in verse 24, it speaks about the earth bringing forth all kinds of tame animals. So it's a form of a second creation. It's gone from the creation of the earth to the creation of the beings that would be on the earth. So it's a coming forth. It's a bringing forth of something. Then in verse 26, we see the marriage between Adam and Eve. That's when God created man. It's speaking of oneness. It's speaking of unity. It's speaking of two, team. And another thing it's speaking of for me is dominion and rulership. Because verse 26 then says, we will let them rule the fish, the birds, and all other living creatures. It's speaking about the power that God has then given on the sixth day for mankind to rule over all kinds of beasts on the earth. So immediately that's where my prophetic mind goes. It says, you know what? God could be saying something about bringing forth life. God could be saying something about unity. And God could be saying something about walking in dominion. But please take all these things to the Holy Spirit for confirmation so that you can be led further as well.
Yes, and that's the most important part, because I believe even with myself, my name, you know, I'm Danny, you know, name derived from Daniel. And you know, my whole life I would read up on my name. But there's a time when the Lord really became so specific because I was seeking, you know. So when you take time to seek something out, the Lord will answer you. And he will almost use the guidelines that we have, like Letitia's given you things that happened on the sixth day. And it's almost like a guideline for you to take it back before the Lord. It could be aligning with who you are as a person, the way God has called you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you already operate in it, but you've just not seen and connected it to the Word. So thank you so much. Wow, I think we're coming back to say goodbye.
Already.
Time has flown. Hope you'll be listening out to what God is saying to you in season. We'll be back after the song. I have felt
you in. Just got an emotional message from Anonymous, and I want to read it because I think this is something that all believers need to know and understand. Anonymous said, the moment you read Genesis 1, verses 24 to 26, I became overwhelmed with tears. Six has always been a bad number in the Christian community due to the mark of the beast. Sometimes I've been ashamed to tell people my birthright, and even I didn't like seeing the number appear in my life randomly. Thank you. You have no idea what this has done for me. I want to make it very, very clear that everything in the spirit has a God side and it has another side to it. God has his own definitions of these numbers as well, outside of the popularized ones. And that's why you need to be close to the Holy Spirit. The first thing I would ask you to do, Anonymous, and I'm saying this to everyone else as well, what is God's heart towards his children? Why would God allow you to be born on such a damned date unless he had a definition of that date for himself as well? Just because a date, you know, like the world has things they say about Friday the 13th. Well, that's for the world. God has a definition for the number 13. And it's not necessarily what the world say it is. I'm born on a Friday the 13th, by the way. So a lot of my birthday, I'm actually born on a Saturday the 13th. But there are years where my birthday falls on a Friday the 13th. And for some reason, ever since I was a child, I rejected the idea that God would give birth to me or allow me to be born on a demonic day. It did not align with what scripture says about God's heart for me, that I'm a prophet to the nations and I'm called to deliver his word. So it is so important that you are able to discern by God what those things can mean for you, because it could mean bad in a different context, but there is always a God context for what you are seeing.
And that's what we're saying, even with signs and wonders, Jesus himself said that his believers, when he sent them out, when he sent out the disciples, the signs and wonders will follow them. You know, just because we see evil men and women using signs and wonders to deceive people does not mean we reject. So the bad does not mean you must reject a concept or even God's word completely. Some of you don't even go to church because you met bad people at church. You've even forgotten that God himself created church. You know, it's not right. You know, don't allow the bad to take away the good. But we'll be back next week. Same time, same place.
Yes.
What are we talking about next week?
Next week, we actually continue on part two of being able to read the times, because listen, it is the fabric of why we are here. If you keep looking in the New Testament, which is what we mostly ascribe to, we keep seeing Jesus himself speak about, when you see this, when you see this, it will mean that I am on my way, or this is what's being said. And so this is a very important topic. And we would just like to thank you as usual for chilling with us for the last 2 hours. And remember that next week we will be here on SLWV starting Tuesday night between 6 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. You get to hear the message before you can join us on Wednesday.
Yes, and Wednesday you can catch us at 11 to 1 p.m. And then you can also follow Letitia on Mondays on Soul Circle, same time, 11 to 1 p.m.
I'm going to sneak in a message by Annalise. She says, now you're talking, Danny. People getting hurt in church now and you stay away. So I think she's saying, don't stay away. Maybe that just wasn't the right place for you, or you met the wrong person, but fellowship comes from God.
Yep. We have to be mature, guys. We have to be mature. Separate the things. In fact, do you know that if I was Satan, I would attack you in the area where you called, just to make sure you don't come back?
Wow.
You know, some of you, you are meant to be at church. You are meant to make a difference in church. And that's exactly why you've been attacked there. You know, so to put you away, to keep you from fulfilling your calling. Beloved, it's time for us to say goodbye. I'm about to get on fire, man.
Right at the end is when Danny is about to get on fire. You have to join us as we continue this next week. Enjoy your sunny, wonderful day. Let's hope the wind is much better and much kinder to us this evening.
Yes, guys. Stay warm. We love you all. We appreciate just your support for 103. And you know what? Impact Radio has been having an impact on the world, and we love you for supporting us.